Last week, a small crew, helped by a crane, hoisted solar panels onto the roof of a bathhouse in the Grand Marais Rec Park.
This array will supply about 40% of the water, hot water, for this shower building.
Mark Morgan is installing the panels on the bathhouse roof. He teaches renewable energy classes at North House Folk School. The system on the rec park roof looks pretty big. Stacked side to side, the panels are about 20 feet long and about 10 feet high. It looks like a lot, but it takes a lot of energy to keep up with the hot water demand at the park. This solar hot water project is the brainchild of folks involved with the Cook County Local Energy Project, or CCLEP. CCLEP's mission is to make energy more renewable on the North Shore. Don Grant is a member of CCLEP's solar subcommittee.
And one of the ideas we came up with was to install a solar hot water system at the campground where we could have signage, et cetera, to explain people how it works and how you can reduce fossil fuel consumption, reduce global warming issues, et cetera, by using things like solar hot water.
Mark Morgan says he thinks it's a great educational project.
To have this on this roof and allow people to see it and know that it works, all these thousands of people that come through this campground, they're going to look at it and go, oh, they're doing it in Grand Marais, Minnesota, almost Canada. Maybe we can do it at our place. It's a good demonstration, and not only are they teaching with it, but they're also going to reduce their energy bills in the same time. So it's practical, and it teaches. I'm so glad that they're here to do it. So,
CCLEP was able to secure grant funding for the project. The money came from the Laura Jane Musser Foundation and the Clean Energy Resource Team, a public-private partnership working on renewable energy issues in Minnesota. And Bucks Hardware Hank donated one of the solar panels. Don says the project will save the city around $800 to $1,000 a year, but he says the public education piece is equally important.
I think the science is clear that global warming is an issue and also that we're eventually going to run out of fossil-type fuels. And I think a lot of people just don't realize that energy isn't free and there's a lot of consequences of how we use energy now. So just making people aware of sustainable, renewable ways of generating energy, I think is pretty important.
To take a look at the panels, head down to the rec park. Eventually, there'll be signs explaining how the system works, but until then, you can satisfy your curiosity with a look. The panels are on top of the new bathhouse near the ball field. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Barbara Jean Johnson.
I like it. We're almost done up here. And we're off the roof for the winter. Perfect.